Our presenter, Jane Lee, is a PhD student in the doctoral program at the New York University Silver School of Social Work and currently works at the Center for Latino Adolescent and Family Health as a research assistant. Jane has public health and practice experience in several settings, including domestic violence and sexual assault, Latino youth programming, and program evaluation. Her research encompasses health disparities among adolescent and racial ethnic minority populations with a focus on sexual and reproductive health outcomes and HIV prevention. Jane has co-authored several publications on adolescent health and sexual risk behaviors in journals including Pediatrics, Journal of Adolescent Health, and Global Public Health. Let's welcome her.
Thank you for the introduction. I'm pleased to be here today and present on our project, which is a collaborative effort of four organizations: the Center for Latino Adolescent and Family Health, the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, Visión y Compromiso, and Planned Parenthood Los Angeles. So today my presentation will focus on the delivery of an efficacious teen pregnancy prevention program with a focus on promotores, or community health workers, as the implementation strategy. So I have no relationships to disclose. So I'll begin by providing a brief overview of the presentation. I'll start by examining disparities that persist in terms of teen pregnancy rates in the United States, and then identify the strengths of utilizing a family-based approach for addressing this problem. And that'll lead us into a case example of the intervention Families Talking Together, and the importance of utilizing an implementation science framework for delivering evidence-based interventions. And specifically, we're going to evaluate the use of promotores, or community health workers, as an implementation strategy for delivering evidence-based interventions to communities. So as many of you probably already know, the U.S. has made significant strides in reducing teen pregnancy rates over the past two decades. So specifically, teen pregnancy rates have declined over 50% since 1990. And these declines have been experienced across all racial and ethnic groups. However, despite these declines, Latino and Black teens remain disproportionately impacted by teen pregnancy rates. So today, approximately 4 out of 10 Latino teens will become pregnant before the age of 20, really highlighting that this remains a significant public health issue that warrants attention. So many of the approaches to address the issue of teen pregnancy have predominantly focused on the adolescents directly, meaning that they've targeted the individual teen behavior. So whether it be clinic-based programs, community-based programs, structural environmental policies, school-based curricula, or social media campaigns, these approaches tend to aim and target the adolescent behavior. However, we know from evidence that teens behave in a context, and they make decisions within a context, one of the most important being the family. And time again, we know that adolescents feel that their families are influential in their decision-making, including sexual decision-making. So while today I'm calling this an alternative approach, families are really critical in shaping individual teen behaviors. And they've also been well-established as a determinant of the life course trajectory. So one example of an intervention that utilizes this family-based approach is Families Talking Together. So Families Talking Together has been assessed in clinical trials in both clinic settings and school settings as an efficacious intervention, and it has also been identified as an effective program by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as an effective intervention passing independent review and criteria. So relative to the control group, adolescents who received Families Talking Together experienced delays in sexual debut and also lower frequency of sexual intercourse. But in addition to changes in adolescent outcomes, parents also reported higher levels of communication with their teen about not having sex. So a common question that's raised, so we have these effective interventions, approximately 35 identified by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as being effective. So a common question that organizations and communities have is, how do we take these effective interventions and deliver them or implement them in our communities? So these questions really require an implementation framework. So we sought to identify specific implementation strategies for delivering families talking together in Latino communities. So this involved an implementation science framework where we looked at the effect of program, engaged implementation research to ensure that the participants received what we know is to be efficacious in the program. So implementation research often encompasses specific dimensions. So this figure highlights those dimensions, including acceptability, fidelity, feasibility, and appropriateness. And these dimensions all inform the implementation of an evidence-based intervention to ensure that what is delivered is actually what makes the intervention effective. So for the purposes of our presentation today, I'm going to be focusing on the appropriateness, so specifically what is an appropriate strategy for delivering an effective intervention, and feasibility. Is this strategy a feasible strategy for delivering an effective intervention for a specific community? So to provide an overview of the project, the overall goal was to deliver families talking together to 750 Latino families in California over the course of approximately 3 years. And we targeted Latino parents with an adolescent teen ages 10 to 14 years old, which was the target age group of the intervention. And the intervention was delivered to California counties with high rates of teen pregnancy rates and a high proportion of Latino residents. And this table and map here really highlights that the counties that we targeted had a high teen birth rate rank, and nearly all of them had nearly half of their residents identifying as Latino to demonstrate that we prioritize locations with greatest need. So the first question that we sought to tackle in terms of implementation research was, what is an appropriate way to deliver families talking together to Latino families in California? So to answer this question, we really utilized a multi-level approach where we looked at not only the target participants' perspectives, but also examined structural level issues by engaging stakeholder interviews. So we conducted focus groups with parents and teens to really elicit data on their preferences, whether they had unique preferences in terms of receiving an intervention, if they had any unique needs in terms of receiving an intervention, and also whether there are any specific contextual factors that were important to consider. And similarly, we engaged stakeholder interviews to elicit data on whether there are any structural level issues that we needed to consider when delivering the intervention to the parents and adolescents. So in terms of the parent and teen focus groups, parents and teens highlighted three primary themes that were important in terms of receiving an effective intervention for teen pregnancy prevention. So we know from prior research that recruitment and retention of parents is difficult, specifically with Latino parents who've highlighted that they have limited time, it's difficult to access programs in terms of travel. So similarly, in these focus groups, they emphasize accessibility and wanting programs that really access them in places where it wasn't very difficult to reach. And also the importance of familiarity and having the intervention delivered by someone who they trusted and they were able to rely upon. And finally, comfort level. We know that a lot of parents cited topics of sexuality or sexual health to be issues that can cause discomfort at times, so they wanted the intervention to help to make them feel comfortable, and they wanted to feel comfortable while receiving the intervention. So similarly, in terms of the stakeholder interviews, we conducted interviews with stakeholders, which included key legislative and public health officials, leaders of community-based organizations, and sexual and reproductive health providers, to elicit data on any competing contextual factors or programs. And they highlighted three important themes, specifically in the importance of collaborating with existing organizations to leverage the program and increase the visibility of the program. Also the importance of resources, ensuring that there are sufficient resources for the program to be carried out. So if you're going to start a program, make sure that there are sufficient funds to ensure that the program is able to be carried through. And finally, the importance of local expertise, highlighting that a lot of these communities can be difficult to reach, so it's really important to engage local experts. And we elicited data specifically on community health workers or promotores, and they were highlighted as being experts in their communities and also addressing a lot of the qualms and the barriers that might impede parents and adolescents from participating in a teen pregnancy prevention program. So the results from that data really highlight that promotores were an appropriate strategy for implementing an evidence-based intervention for teen pregnancy prevention. And we know from prior work, and a lot of my colleagues have talked about the use of promotores or community health workers today, that they have access to hard-to-reach populations, are trusted by the communities that they serve, and they're able to eliminate a lot of the barriers that might impede participation in teen pregnancy prevention programs. So in prior work, promotores have been traditionally used for chronic disease management, such as diabetes, and less is known about whether promotores can be used in terms of sexual reproductive health and whether that's a part of their scope of work. So our project really highlighted that they are appropriate for engaging them in terms of delivering interventions for sexual reproductive health. So our second question that we sought to answer in terms of implementation science was, are promotores a feasible strategy for delivering families talking together? And the methods that we utilized were pre- and post-focus groups with the promotores, and this was to really elicit data on their knowledge and their training needs in terms of delivering the intervention to the families. So prior to the training with the community health workers, the promotores highlighted that they really needed the sexual health knowledge and the resources to deliver the intervention, citing that they weren't very familiar with teen pregnancy prevention, so we really needed to educate them on that information. However, they were really familiar with being able to access and reach families, and that's what they were really experts on, being able to engage them and know where to best find them to get them to participate in programs. So we addressed these gaps in their knowledge by conducting a promotor-specific training and developing a promotor-specific curriculum. So this was a 40-plus hour training where they were taught the essential components of the intervention, engaged in teach-backs and role plays where the promotores were able to learn the specific strategies for teaching parents how to communicate with their teens about sex. And this curriculum also was a guide for them to deliver the intervention to the families. So in terms of the post-training focus groups, we conducted focus groups with the promotores after the training, and they highlighted that they were knowledgeable in the information, they felt well prepared, and they were prepared to go and deliver the intervention to the families. And this highlights that promotores are a feasible mechanism for delivering evidence-based sexual reproductive health interventions. And to date, the promotores have been able to reach and implement the program with the 750 families, highlighting that by engaging promotores' strengths and addressing their gaps in terms of their knowledge, by providing them with training and specific information and resources, they were a feasible mechanism for delivering the Families Talking Together program. So this is reiterating the implementation science framework to highlight again that when we have an evidence-based intervention, and many of the panel participants talked about efficacious interventions, so if a community organization or a community wants to take that evidence intervention and ensure that we see the intervention target outcomes, it's really important to look at the dimensions of implementation science and measure implementation research outcomes. And today I focused on appropriateness and feasibility, but it's really critical to engage those dimensions. So in conclusion, I was able to demonstrate that promotores are an effective strategy for disseminating families talking together, and they really present an opportunity for delivering sexual reproductive health interventions to hard-to-reach communities. So for future research that aims to look at delivering evidence-based interventions, it's crucial to look at implementation science dimensions and to further that work. So I want to thank the California Wellness Foundation, which funded the project, and also all our community partners and the Latino communities and participants of the program. Thank you.